This episode is a real treat. Hannah Kim, our small groups and home church coordinator, explains and invites several people to talk about their experience of the spring 2021 session of our Vine groups, which is what we call our small groups at Westminster. We hear from Guy Gagnon, Carolyn Trott, Colin Leonard, Michelle Boston, Meredith Agus, Harry and Myrna Austin, Steve Sainsbury, and Jeff Walter.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Hannah Kim, the small groups and the home church coordinator. We have just finished our Vine meetings for this spring session, and our Vine group gatherings were so successful and meaningful. I'm so grateful for all of the positive and supportive feedback I have received from the participants and leaders. Especially in this time of pandemic and social distancing, our virtual Vine meetings were such a great way to closely connect each other and to faithfully stay together in the presence of the Holy Spirit. We have reviewed Sunday sermons together with specific questions and pondered upon God's Word and shared our thoughts and opinions and experiences and prayed together. In this way, we have devoted ourselves to God's Word and fellowship and prayer through our gatherings. I'd like to take a moment to give thanks to our leaders, Steve, Jeff, and Michelle, and also to Julie for our Youth Vine group. This spring session has finished, but we'll resume again soon in September, so I hope we can meet more people at the time via Zoom and as well as in person, hopefully, and to grow stronger together as the body of Jesus Christ. Here are some testimonial videos from our participants and leaders.
Hello, Westminster Church members. I'm Michelle Boston, and I'm here to tell you a little bit about my experience with Vine. We had great meetings this past 8 weeks. This time around, and for the last couple of sessions of Vine, I chose to be a leader because it was something I was pretty excited about and pretty passionate about, that I wanted to have my own group. I will admit I was one of those dedicated people that went every week, so making the commitment was an easy choice for me. I think some of my positive experiences with it relate to the people I've met. I think a lot of what Vine means to me and why Vine is so important is that it's fellowship. It's in, especially in the time of the pandemic, it's an opportunity to connect with other members of the church and to be able to have those really important conversations. In terms of memorable things, I think one of the most memorable and most meaningful things of this time around was when one of the members of my group said, "I look forward to this the whole week through. I'm so excited for Thursday night to come along." And I have a lot of moms in my group. So I think having that me time, a little time on their own with adults and being able to talk about something important to them with their faith has certainly been very valuable. And I really appreciate their comments and their input. I think to my group members, I would say, I love you guys. You're great. We've been so enthusiastic that we're actually going to continue on through the summer in a more pre-seed version. But we're going to do a book study or do something together so that we can keep the content. So I think to me, that's a true sign of success, that it was that valuable that we want to keep doing it in some way, shape, or form. So we're figuring that out now. And for those in the fall, I would say, don't hesitate to join. I mean, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? And truly, the church is the people. It really is the people. We've learned that during COVID. We've been just as strong, if not stronger, during COVID, even though we're not setting foot in the building ourselves. And it's just such a great way to get to know the people in your faith community and in a much deeper level. So go for it. Try it out. Maybe I'll see you in my group.
Hi, my name is Meredith Agus, and I just finished my second Vine group here at Westminster. The thing that I've learned through Vine is how to take the teaching and the readings from the previous Sunday, see them in current situations, and learn how to apply them to my everyday life. I've also learned that despite what my brain may think, I have a lot more to add to the group and to the discussions than I ever thought I did. The way the groups are operated is an extremely safe and valued place where your thoughts and your questions, or even your silence in a particular discussion is valued, seen, and appreciated. There's no feeling that you have to participate to a specific degree. If you don't have anything to add, that's fine. If you have a lot to add, that's fine as well. So what I would like to say to my group leader, I've had the same through the two sessions, and so to Steve, thank you so much for creating such a safe place, even virtually, to feel welcome, to be able to have open and honest discussions, to be able to learn and grow from each other and with each other. Thank you for that. And also to everybody who's been in the groups with me, thank you for opening up your lives to me and for sharing your amazing experiences with us. And if there's one thing I could say to anybody who is thinking of, even if you're new, or if you've just kind of been around for a while and have been curious as to what a vine is and what it's like, don't hesitate to start. I think you'll be very surprised and pleased.
My name is Stephen Sainsbury, and I facilitate a vine group. What happens when you hear a sermon? How much of it do you remember? And most importantly, do you apply it to your everyday life? What do you think would happen if you hear a sermon and then go over it again with a group of fellow Christians? But this time you are praying about what the words mean and asking yourself questions designed to identify how these words impact you and how you live your life. My experience has seen a strengthening of faith. There's something very special that happens when a small group of Christians focus on God's written word and then shares their own insights and experiences. Fellowship, yes. But more importantly, feeling and seeing the presence of the Holy Spirit at work. My knowledge of the scriptures has grown, and I have made changes in my life to help me be better able to be Jesus' hands and feet. I'm so thankful for God bringing these people into my life. I encourage each of you to join a group in the fall. You will be welcomed.
Hey, it's Guy Gagnon here. I'm just going to chat a little bit about the Vine groups. So, of course, these would often be held either at the church or in somebody's home, which makes them nice and intimate, and really enjoyed that fellowship with other believers to go deeper into, you know, each week's Sunday message. Of course, during the pandemic, we've done so via Zoom, and not having had a chance to really have relationships physically in person, you know, where you can chat and laugh and have great discussions in person, this is, of course, the next best option. So I've really enjoyed that piece of it. Impact Vines made for me just, you know, short term, because they're, you know, for chunks at a time, is just re-engaging and re-solidifying kind of a daily diligent prayer and reading, like scripture time. So just reminding me to be in the word on a regular basis, to think through things, because there's an accountability that comes with the group. There's an accountability that comes with having people rely on you, having read the message, listened to the message, and read the questions, and have something to kind of share with the group. What I learned most and got out of it, I think. Specific themes or topics that we had, this particular chunk was focused on the messages, the Sunday messages, which were based on the book of Luke. And I think I really just appreciated the reminder, having focused on one book and just the life of Jesus with the eyewitness accounts. So nothing one, not one thing in particular specifically, but just that general eyewitness accounts and going deeper into, you know, that message. I really, it was just nice as a, just a general overview and a reminder. One thing I want to say is just thank you. And I know for a fact that Steve invests a fair bit of time preparing, praying, and I really do appreciate that. So thank you for the time. I look forward to it, even though I can't always make it. I really look forward to hearing from everyone else, hearing their stories. And yeah, I mean, we laugh together. We have some challenging life things that just come up during the meetings that we share, and it's challenging, but we go through that together, and it's that togetherness, that fellowship. I would say, you know, if you're missing that at all, don't be shy. Sign up in September, and hopefully we'll see you in a group. Take care.
As a longtime member of the Vine, it's very important to me. It's a chance to get together with other Christians, build relationships, build friendships, share ideas, share experiences, grow together. Back in the olden days, we always had coffee and cookies, which of course is really important. But to me, though, it's a lot of fun. My son sat in one of our vines once, and he said, "No, you hear a question, you joke about it, and then you get serious and answer the question deeply." And that kind of sums up what I like about the Vine. It's getting together with that fellow Christians and sharing ideas, growing together, joking around, having fun, and being together. So that's my plus and my takeaway. Have I grown through Vine? Yes, I have. Have I helped others grow through Vine? I'd like to hope I have. But certainly it is the place you want to go if you want to grow. Anyway, that's my meandering thoughts on it. Your mileage may vary, but you know what? If you're not unsure, come on out. It can't hurt. It's a lot of fun.
Hi, I'm Carolyn. I've been coming to Westminster for 2 to 3 years now, and I've had the opportunity to be a part of a number of Vine groups. And I have to say, it is one thing that I think has really been a highlight of my experience at Westminster. It's one thing to attend on a Sunday, or as we're doing now, watch on YouTube and think, "Oh, wow, that was a great message, wonderful sermon." But you have to ask yourself sometimes, if somebody asked you on Wednesday, "What was that sermon about on Sunday? Would you remember?" I know that there were often times where I'd be like, "Oh, I know it was a great message. What was it?" And one thing that Vine really does well is to reinforce those messages. It gives you an opportunity to come back to what you've been thinking about on Sunday, come back to it during the week, bringing those topics front of mind throughout your week. The other thing that it does is allow you to have more meaningful relationships with other people within the congregation. We're not meant to do this journey alone, and having been involved, like I said, in a few different groups, I think the people that I know the best, well, definitely the people that I know the best, are people that I have been in Vine groups with. Those are the people that I feel that if I had a question or if I had a concern, that any of those people I feel that I could reach out to and contact and speak with, because we've had that opportunity to get to know one another. So I highly recommend it. If you're looking at a way to get more connected beyond just the Sunday morning, then I would definitely say that Vine Groups is a way to go.
What we know is very important. but how we use what we know. Now that is life-changing. It's one thing to know what Jesus said or what his disciples taught. It's a whole different thing to know how to apply these truths to our lives. The vine is a great way to learn how to trust and follow Jesus' teachings. Once a week we get together, we learn a little more about his time on earth and about the impact that Christ is still having on earth today. And we talk, we pray together, we laugh, and sometimes we'll wipe away a tear or two. We go deeper into God's word together. We try to grow spiritually. It's a highlight of my week, and I really look forward to getting to know other members of the church and sharing this fellowship as we learn and we share together. One of my favorite Pastor Rattan quotes is this one. The world doesn't need more people who are right, but sincere apprentices of Jesus who want to live in the right way. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. The vine is centered in Christ, rooted in the word. Get connected, be supported, go deeper in your faith. I hope you will watch for and join our next sessions of Vine.
Hi, my name is Harry Austin, and I have been part of the Vine group. Actually, this is the third Vine group that Myrna and I have attended. And wow, what a great privilege to be able to be part of the Vine group. And with the Vine group, we got to actually meet people in the church. And without that, I guess we'd still be new members coming in. So another part of the Vine group is the impact that it has on our daily lives. Now, you know, the Vine group just meets once a week, but we now start to think about God in our daily lives and put him first wherever we can. And we have the opportunity to share that with one another. So that makes it even special. I guess we've got to go back to Matthew. First of all, he sets the scene. And Hannah, of course, she dreamed up these deep questions that makes us really dig deep down into our conscience to come up with our thoughts and be able to share with one another. So that's been really great. And the leaders, as I say, with all the leaders within the group, three groups we've been with, have been very sincere people, honest people. I guess my biggest problem is I don't know why we don't have more people within the Vine group. Because if you're missing church, this is church. And as you know, when the Lord says, or one or two are gathered in his name, he's there also. And this is a safe group to be in. And I would encourage you to join. And God bless you.
So I'm Myrna Austin, and I just wanted to tell you how much I have enjoyed the Vine groups at Westminster. You know, you listen to a sermon on Sunday and you try to apply those truths to your life. But when you come to the Vine group, you have other people with different ideas, and they've uncovered more truth than you ever thought about. So that helps to dig deeper into the scripture, and it's even more meaningful. I really appreciate the thought that the leaders put into their work preparing, and thankful for the people in the group that are willing to share.
Yeah.
You know, it's when we're able to share little bits of our lives that people can relate to one another and help to bear one another's burdens. And I think prayer has been a big part of this last group we've been in. And it's been great to see the struggles people have gone through and the prayers answered. And it's very rewarding to be able to share each other's joys and challenges. It's great to be in a group where people can feel comfortable sharing and not worried that people are going to gossip about what they hear. What, you know, Vine groups are very contained, and we make that promise that we won't discuss anything outside the group. So there are no wrong answers, and everything that's said is confidential. And if you want to just come and sit and not say very much, that's okay too. Yeah. You don't have to feel stressed out about having to do a lot of participating if you don't want to. It's been very good to have options of different days and different times so that you can kind of fit it into your schedule no matter what you do. So the Vine groups usually last 8 weeks, and I'm always sad when a session ends, which it just did. And especially with COVID, when we don't have much social interaction, I'm really going to miss that over the summer and look forward to the fall session and the possibility of meeting more new friends at Vine. So, that's it.